Religiosity is also negatively correlated with interest in science and, strongly, with political liberalism. None of this is surprising, nor is the fact that there is a positive correlation between religiosity and parents' religiosity. Sociologists studying British children have found that only about 1 in 12 break away from their parents' religious beliefs. As you might expect, different researchers measure things in different ways, so it is hard to compare different studies. Meta-analysis is the technique whereby an investigator looks at all the research papers that have been published on a topic and counts up the number of papers that have concluded one thing versus the number that have concluded something else. On the subject of religion and IQ, a meta-analysis was published by Paul Bell in Mensa magazine in 2002. Mensa is the Society of Individuals with a High IQ, and their journal, not surprisingly, includes articles on the one thing that draws them together. Bell concluded, of 43 studies carried out since 1927 on the relationship between religious belief and one's intelligence and/or educational level, all but four found an inverse connection. That is, the higher one's intelligence or education level, the less one is likely to be religious or hold beliefs of any kind. A meta-analysis is almost bound to be less specific than any one of the studies that contributed to it. It would be nice to have more studies along these lines, as well as more studies of the members of elite bodies, such as other national academies, and winners of major prizes and medals, such as the Nobel, the Crawford, the Field, the Kyoto, the Cosmos, and others. Future editions of this book should include such data. A reasonable conclusion from existing studies is that religious apologists might be wise to keep quieter than they habitually do on the subject of admired role models, at least where scientists are concerned. Pascal's wager. The great French mathematician Blaise Pascal reckoned that however long the odds against God's existence might be, there is an even larger asymmetry in the penalty for guessing wrong. You'd better believe in God, because if you are right, you stand to gain eternal bliss, and if you are wrong, it won't make any difference anyway. On the other hand, if you don't believe in God and you turn out to be wrong, you get eternal damnation, whereas if you are right, it makes no difference. On the face of it, the decision is a no-brainer. Believe in God.
There is something distinctly odd about the argument, however. Believing is not something you can decide to do as a matter of policy. At least it's not something I can decide to do as an act of will. I can decide to go to church, and I can decide to recite the Nicene Creed, and I can decide to swear on a stack of Bibles that I believe every word inside them. But none of that can make me actually believe it if I don't. Pascal's wager could only ever be an argument for feigning belief in God. And the God that you claim to believe in had better not be of the omniscient kind, or he'd see through the deception. The ludicrous idea that believing is something you can decide to do is deliciously mocked by Douglas Adams in Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency, where we meet the robotic electric monk, a labour-saving device that you buy to do your believing for you. The deluxe model is advertised as capable of believing things they wouldn't believe in Salt Lake City.
But why, in any case, do we so readily accept the idea that the one thing you must do if you want to please God is believe in him? What's so special about believing? Isn't it just as likely that God would reward kindness or generosity or humility or sincerity? What if God is a scientist who regards honest seeking after truth as the supreme virtue? Indeed, wouldn't the designer of the universe have to be a scientist? Bertrand Russell was asked what he would say if he died and found himself confronted by God, demanding to know why Russell had not believed in him. "Not enough evidence, God. Not enough evidence," was Russell's immortal reply. Mightn't God respect Russell for his courageous scepticism, let alone for the courageous pacifism that landed him in prison in the First World War, far more than he would respect Pascal for his cowardly bet-hedging? And while we cannot know which way God would jump, we don't need to know in order to refute Pascal's wager. We are talking about a bet, remember, and Pascal wasn't claiming that his wager enjoyed anything but very long odds. Would you bet on God's valuing dishonestly faked belief, or even honest belief, over honest scepticism?
Then again, suppose the God who confronts you when you die turns out to be Baal, and suppose Baal is just as jealous as his old rival Yahweh was said to be.